NPR's business news starts with layoffs at HP. Technology giant Hewlett-Packard is poised to eliminate as many as 30,000 jobs worldwide. These cuts, though, will reportedly spare China, the company's largest source of growth, as well as its research and development divisions. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Hewlett-Packard is trying to restructure, and as part of that effort is expected to slash up to 9% of its global workforce. Though the cuts are being widely reported in the press, the company isn't saying anything publicly, apparently waiting until next week when it announces quarterly earnings.
While always a difficult thing, letting people go from the company, it's something that they have to do.
That's Brian Marshall, a technology analyst with ISI, a research and investment firm. Hewlett-Packard makes computer hardware and software and provides technology services. Revenues last year were about $125 billion, but this year revenues have fallen. Analysts cite poor and revolving leadership at the top and a lack of vision. And Marshall sees the job cuts as part of what he calls the healing process.
I think this is the start of HP basically admitting that it's got some issues from the mismanagement of its workforce and its expenditures, and this will help bring profits back to the company.
HP's relatively new CEO, Meg Whitman, is expected to portray the cuts as a means to free up money to make needed investments. Some have described it as a cut-and-reinvest approach. HP is expected to offer some retirement packages and eliminate some jobs through attrition, but there will also be many outright layoffs. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.